Minnesota is a state rich in literature and writers and books, and we've been trying to bring all of that to you here on What We're Reading. We've been highlighting Minnesota authors who attended the Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack earlier in the month. Our lightning talks continue. In part three of our series, we get more cozy mysteries, international intrigue, young adult fantasy novels, and psychological thrillers from Mary Seifert, Jeff Krogstad, J.D. Delzer, Mary Perrine, Joe Egan, and C.A. Lewis.
My name is Mary Seifert, and I'm from, right now, Invergrove Heights. I used to live in Wilmer for 33 years, so my books happen down in that part of Minnesota. My newest book is Golfing, Gardens, and Ghosts, and it's another story about my math teacher and her dog who solve crimes in West Central Minnesota. Lots of murders, lots of mayhem, too much for a small town, but they are cozy mysteries, so they're a little bit on the lighter side. I love writing books. I love meeting people. I love going around and doing the research for the books. Book 10 was Airplanes, Atlanta, and an Assassin, and it happens in Atlanta. So I had to travel to Atlanta and visit all the wonderful things that happened in Atlanta. That's part of what makes the writing so much fun.
My name is Jeff Krogstad. I am from Belgrade, Minnesota. My newest book is called Lost River. It takes place up on the Canadian border near Warroad, and it's about cross-border issues and things that get across the international border that shouldn't, and what kind of messes that creates, and a lot of personalities and a lot of conflict. I love writing and reading. There's nothing better than a good story. And being able to craft a good story and enjoy it with other people and tell people about it, that's just the best thing in the world.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Justin Delzer, or author J.D. Delzer. I am from the cities. I live in Richfield, just south of Minneapolis. I've been an author for about 2000, or 2009 was when the first book came out. And they are the Buccaneer of the Maris series. Currently, I have three novels of the seven that are published. They are young adult novels featuring fantasy, kind of swashbuckling adventure type stuff. I started writing novels because I just enjoyed writing. It was something that I just kind of needed to do. It's one of those pastimes that you just kind of have to get out of you, or else you won't sleep at night.
This is What We're Reading, and you're hearing our lightning talks with Minnesota authors from the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. We'll hear now from a few more authors.
Hi, I'm Mary Perrine, and I'm from Cologne, Minnesota. Grew up in McGregor, Minnesota, so I've kind of got the whole state going. My newest book is Through the Fall, and it's the sequel to Through the Fire that came out last year. And I really write books about that are kind of psychological thrillers. And so the series is a psychological thriller that takes place in the Brainerd Lakes area about a woman who was kidnapped as an infant and didn't realize she was kidnapped until she was in her 30s. Tries to come back and reconnect, but there are things going on and secrets going on within this family that make it really hard to connect. I taught for 36 years. I absolutely loved teaching writing to my students, and I took early retirement, and I just decided I was going to start writing on my own. I always knew I wanted to write from the time I was 4 years old, and my mom would take me places and sit me on a bench and tell me to watch people and make up stories about them, and I said, "You taught me to lie, Mom." So I've always loved writing.
Hello, my name is Joe Egan. I'm from just outside of the Twin Cities in Carver. And my newest book is called Backwoods Crossing. It's the second book in the Jack Walker thriller series. It's almost sort of a cat and mouse type thriller. And I will talk about the first book in the series because some people don't like hearing about the second book first. So the first book is about two coworkers who witness a violent event that they're not supposed to see, and then it triggers a car chase. And it was actually inspired by an interstate drive. I was in the middle of the interstate a couple years ago, and I looked at my wife in the front seat, and I said, "You know, this would be the perfect setting for a car chase because nobody would find you." And I love writing and I love reading. I'm a big reader. I do a lot of audiobooks when I'm on the road. I travel a lot, go to a lot of events. But I've always loved writing because I've just always loved telling stories. I've done sports journalism. When I was a child, I was that crazy 6, 7, 8-year-old kid who was creating fake student newspapers. That has just carried over into publishing books. And I've published 6 books, a handful of thrillers, and a couple of children's books as well.
Hi, my name is C.A. Lewis. I'm from the Twin Cities. My latest book is actually the 5th book in my debut series. So it's the final book called Flames of Insurgence. And it's about, in a world where magic is outlawed, a group of rebels under the guise of a traveling circus search the country for their people. There's 4 different types of magic and a tyrant in the capital hell-bent on destroying it all. So this last book just is the final battle to see if our heroes can defeat the tyrant. I love writing just because it's so fun to see like where the characters take you and how like all the twists and turns as you explore their character development.
That was part 3 of our lightning talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. We'll continue our series next week with more Minnesota authors. For What We're Reading, I'm Tammy Bobrowski.